Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we seem to be going through a row of attorneys today, and it just keeps getting better and better. My co-host for this segment is the one and the only Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Welcome back, Mark.
Jeff, great to be here. And I really feel we have, like, as I always have, the best of the best, the legal profession. So I'm excited about our next guest.
Well, I like this firm a lot. We've talked a lot about technology, technology licensing. They're right in the middle of all of this stuff in Cambridge, although it might be that might be a stretch in this economy to say that Cambridge is crowded in Kendall Square. But we're going to be speaking to David Rocchio. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, guys.
Great. Well, I've made my accomplishment for the day. I pronounced your name correctly.
Check. Got it.
So, David, tell us a little bit about your practice and some of the things that we talked about offline. It's very interesting.
Yeah, sure. So, as you kind of mentioned, Lando and Anastasio are an intellectual property boutique. We cover all areas of intellectual property, patents, trademarks, copyrights, litigation. My practice focuses mainly on patent prosecution, which is the obtaining of patents for clients, you know, helping companies of all sizes, shapes, and stages protect their inventions domestically, internationally, and then when it hopefully comes to it, you know, commercialize it in some way and do the deal that gets them the funding they need or promote them, their product or their invention, wherever, you know, is desired to gain some traction and to grow their business. We just actually opened a new office. You mentioned Cambridge. We opened a new office in Boston on State Street. Opened March 1st. Opened for 13 days before getting shut down for 4 months. But it's a great, great location. We do personally do lots of work from clients of all different shapes and sizes, from small single inventors who are looking just to get some traction and to protect their great idea, up to large multinational companies growing massive portfolios and looking just to make sure they're covered in what products they're selling and making sure their competitors don't infringe on their space.
Well, that's a lot of practice. That's a lot of practice, but I assume you're not working out of the office right now, or maybe you are.
So I am in the office today. I have kids at home doing interviews. They're talking with people difficult. So I came into the office. It's pretty quiet here. Not many people in. Our office has been open technically for a few weeks, but you know, most people I think are still working remotely. It's a good field to be in because we can do a lot of our work remotely. Things haven't really changed that much.
I would assume in this economy, you know, I'm speaking to a lot of there's a lot of entrepreneurial startups during hard times, and I know of a few companies that have reinvented themselves and inventing new things, developing new products. So patents are just more important than ever. Is the process for filing for a patent going to be a problem during these new economic, you know, crisis or time?
Sure. Yeah, it's a great question. I don't think so. I mean, we haven't really seen a slowdown or difficulties, knock on wood yet. Like I was kind of hinting at, a lot of our work is done remotely anyway. We talk to inventors over the phone, we get information, we get disclosures, we draft applications. There's some thought that maybe the patent office would slow down just from the nature of working remote and people's, you know, examiners staying on top of things, but really haven't seen that yet. But it's a great point you raise about companies having to kind of pivot during these times. You know, as a firm, we've had to pivot. Before this, very few people that were able to work remotely. Now the entire firm's remote. Some of the companies we work with, are great startups who have had, you know, great success and have really, this has kind of thrown them for a loop a little bit, and they've really had to pivot and change what they're doing. One great example that comes to mind is a startup that I've been working with since 2015, the 3D printing company Markforged. They're great company, great success story. We started working with them, not when they were brand new, but pretty new, and kind of been with them walking through the process of seeing them grow and be successful and go international and open multinational offices. And it's been really exciting to kind of be part of that and help them grow and be in the room when they're doing strategic planning and whatnot. But I know they had a direction they were going in, they had a path, and this definitely shifted gears for them. And to their credit, they've kind of, you know, grabbed the bull by the horns and really changed what they're doing to not only help themselves as a company, but just help, you know, the public and dealing with this. And they've directed a lot of their focus to developing new technologies for dealing with COVID testing, face masks, shields, and they've really, you know, generated new partnerships with different organizations to achieve these goals of helping people. And it's been exciting to see them pivot. I know, you know, as a business, I'm sure, you know, it wasn't directly related to their long-term goals, but they've certainly run with it. And it's been exciting from the intellectual property patent point of view, you know, the things they've developed and the new technologies they've come up with. It's been exciting.
David, do you feel that the fact that you're a boutique firm, in other words, all your firm does is IP, really does help you when you're working with special clients like your clients are talking about, as opposed to a firm that has an IP department? And secondly, you want to talk about how you got into the specialized area of law yourself.
Oh, sure. Well, I'll start with the second point first, I guess. So I was, to be a patent attorney, you have to have an engineering or science undergrad degree. And so I was in undergrad school for electrical engineering and figured out through internships and seeing how smart some of my, you know, other students were, I figured out I didn't really want to be an engineer. So I started looking for ways to kind of change and pivot. And I learned about patent attorneys. And I, you know, there was a patent attorney that came in and spoke about what they do. And I said, wow, it sounds really interesting to see all these different technologies, but not, you know, you didn't need require that innovative spark yourself. So I started looking into it. And then next thing I know, I was pre-law and ended up going to law school, and have been at the same firm now for 12 years, kind of doing the same thing. It's been a great career, great and interesting path. Just being able to see all the cutting edge technologies and learn about them, but not be really limited to kind of one area, as oftentimes happens when you're working for a specific engineering company. You really see a lot of stuff and you see a lot of it quickly. So it's exciting. To your first question, I think we're especially suited to kind of help those startup companies, in that we see so much and there's so focused on the intellectual property and the patents and on unique situations that come up. There's not much we haven't seen yet, and there's not many situations that we don't have kind of interesting or unique perspectives on, or maybe alternate ways to attack problems that other departments who maybe don't see as much or focus on are pulled in different directions, maybe don't have that level of expertise or experience. So I think we're really, you know, I found anyway that, you know, we've been really able to help these companies when they're all companies of all sizes but specifically startups who are looking to kind of take that next level and break out and take advantage of their great innovations.
Even that, have a degree that specifically does these areas. I'm sure, like, talk about technology and you talk about 12 years over the course of your 12 years with the firm, seeing those changes, correct?
Yeah. It's amazing, really. See, some of the stuff that in the changes you see over that 12 years, I mean, it's quite astonishing. And especially you see, like I was mentioning, Mark Ford, the 3D printing, especially in the Boston area. I mean, 3D printing companies have exploded. They seem to be one, you know, all over the place, and they're all dealing with different aspects and trying to come at same problems in different ways. And just to see the level of, you know, brain power that is going into solving some of these problems is amazing, and it's exciting.
Well, you know, we love having your firm on the show. Always interesting. We want you to come back again and talk about some of these cases. We've been speaking with David Rocchio from Lando and Anastasia. Mark Z, if someone's looking for you, how would they find you?
Go to Mark Z Legal, MarkZLegal.com, and 617 617- 888-338-1300.
That's great. And David, if someone were looking for you, I might be sending you a note myself later today. how would they find you?
Sure. So my email is droccio@lalaw.com. That's the easiest way. Probably email my, the office line, 617-395-7078. And if I'm not here, I'll get forwarded right to my email. So don't worry about it.
Right. And my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I can be found at the letter J, Davis@mageusa.com. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. We look forward to talking to you again in the future. Thank you, Mark Z. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.